Gatha of Atonement. All harmful actions ever committed by me since of old, all harmful actions ever committed to me since of old, on account of beginningless greed, anger, and ignorance, born of body, mouth, and thought, now I acknowledge and am at one with them all. We have begun Sesshin, even though it begins Tuesday night. We have now begun it with this Gatha of Atonement, just as we begin every day with this Gatha of Atonement. Because this is what reminds us and supports us in living the life that we are, as opposed to being entangled in stories. And entangled in stories, we do things that harm ourselves, harm others, we suffer. And one of the most valuable and important parts of this is noticing, being willing to acknowledge all harmful actions ever committed to me, because otherwise we humans get entangled in anger, vengeance, recriminations. If we believe our need to avenge, to revenge, all sorts of things. And we see this both in our individual life and in the greater life of groups of people, societies. Sometimes we hold on to things that were done to me, or we believe were done to me, that we blame others for, from 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago. If we look out on the world, we see hundreds of years ago, leaders and nations holding on to need to avenge and revenge. And if we don't notice it and we don't acknowledge and be at one with it, then it eats us up, and it eats up the life of the universe in violence and hatred, in greed and anger and worse. Look around us. Look around at the wars that are a result of avenging and revenging. I don't need to name the specifics, but every part of the world, we can see those. If I say in Europe, if I say in the Middle East, if I say in East Asia and South Asia, of course, we could say in our own nation, holding on to stories, beliefs, anger, vengeance, poisons our life and poisons the life of the universe. And it's up to us, over and over when these arise, to clarify, acknowledge, and be at one in atoning and letting go of where and how we're holding it. We can do it for ourselves and for others, because if we don't, we miss our life. We miss the Buddha life that we are. We miss. Last week I began with case 12, G Jizo plants the field of the Shoyoroku, the Book of Equanimity. Attention! Jizo asked Shuzan, "Where do you come from?" Shuzan replied, "I come from the south." "How is Buddha Dharma down in south these days?" asked Jizo. Shuzan answered, "There's a lot of debate, a lot of mundo, a lot of Dharma talks, a lot of back and forth beliefs and stories down there." "Ah," Jizo said, "here it's better for me to plant fields, make rice balls, and eat." Shuzan said, "What about the three worlds?" Three worlds is the world of form, the world of desires, the world of form, the world of formlessness. Jizo replied, "What three worlds? What do you call the three worlds?" See, holding on to stories about the world of form, holding on to stories about the world of desires, even holding on to world of formlessness. Some people have a glimmer of the formlessness and think, oh, this is Buddha Dharma. And they hold on to it and trumpet it and think, this is a big deal. This is enlightenment. Oh, I've had great enlightenment. And they drive themselves and others crazy with that. All sorts of stories. The world of desires, the world of form, the world of formlessness. That's where anger, revenge, avenging, harm done to me, all harmful actions ever committed to me. What is Jesus' reply? What worlds? See, as soon as we get hung up in those, we poison our life. We poison the life of the universe. Even if it's a glimmer of formlessness, no big deal. That's like the story the Buddha told of someone who thought they had lost their head and drove themselves and others crazy looking for the head till someone slapped them and they discovered, oh, I've got my head, I've got my head. And they ran around bragging, oh, I've got my head, oh, I've seen emptiness, oh, I've had this great experience, oh. Even that, finally, they have to forget that. Otherwise, they drive everyone crazy, and they drive themselves crazy. All sorts of ways we create our suffering. Be at one. Acknowledge life this moment as is. Being at one. That's cultivating the field. That's planting, cooking, eating, cleaning up. This is the life of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. Whatever is revealed as our life, moment by moment, that's where we do our Buddha life practice. Our Buddha life practice. I recall when I did this koan in with my Zumi Roshi, afterwards Roshi said to me, "This is a nice koan. I like it." Yes. This Jizo plants the field. Nice, straightforward expression of our practice, of our life, of living the life of who we are, of being at one in the universe. And it takes us moment by moment, doing what's called for based on whatever arises as our life circumstances, as our life conditions. That's our field. And our field to use the various aspects of our practice, whether it's sitting at Zazen, whether it's bowing, serving, whether it's acknowledging harmful actions and letting go of, being at one, letting go of harm I've done, so to speak, home, letting go of harm other people have done, so-called to me, individually or groups, so that we don't burn the universe that is our life, and instead we can bloom in the universe that is our life. Not looking for anything extra, we take care of the fields that are our life and make of them what nurtures us and what feeds us and feeds everyone we encounter and serve the universe that reveals itself moment by moment. Thank you, and thank you all for joining this beginning of Sesshin, and you're welcome to join whether you're formally part of it or in other ways for whatever amount of time you can.